Everything Marvel TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to cbltw.blogspot.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything Marvel TV. I'm your host, Crispy Media Man. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the Survivor Demon vs. Survivor recap right here on the podcast. So it's good to be back once again doing the recap for you guys. It has been a crazy week for me here in the studio, and I apologize for this being late, but obviously I am had a busy day once again due to some more, a little bit of, I guess, birthday celebration, because yesterday was my birthday yesterday, and I was celebrating it yesterday, and I don't know what's going to happen next year, because this podcast will land on my birthday, so I don't know what will actually happen yet, but that's down the road, that's a year from now, and I'm not worried about it right now, and let's get right into it. It's another great episode, and I was kind of shocked by the results. I actually went on the Wikipedia because I had to find out what episode this was and to find out who got eliminated from Survivor this week. And I'm like, what? Seriously? It was that person? Obviously referring to Gabby that got voted out. And sorry, spoilers there. But, you know, it was an interesting episode, so to speak, I guess. It was a very interesting episode, so to speak, as well. So, Gabby said, you know, don't go lying there. Also, Nick, Gabby and Christian kind of, you know, really voted, pretty much they voted out Carl, who's obviously said the godfather of the game, and kind of blindsided Nick. I think it really did honestly blindside Nick. It did really blindside Nick, and he was not expecting Carl to be voted out at this point. I thought Carl was going to be good for a while myself, but he wasn't. Carl was the one that was voted out last week, and I was shocked. It was a shocker for me. It was a very much a shocker for me. To find the see that Carl got voted out. Now when they said previously on Survivor, or Jeff said previously on Survivor, they did not do the double vote out, because last week was the double episode. They only did the very last part of the episode, who got voted out last. So maybe they're not including it this year. I don't know what is going on with that. I have no idea. It was kind of throwing me for a loop, pretty much. So, and then of course, obviously Nick saying we use three advantages to get Carl out. You know, they use all those advantages, and then of course, sort of to get Dan out, not Carl, to get Dan out of this game. And it's just, Nick's like, Christian screwed me. And Christian said, you know, he wants Allison out. Nick was said the Mason-Dixon alliance is dead. So Mason-Dixon, or whatever the hell the damn alliance is called, whatever the hell the stupid alliance is called. I don't know. Too many alliances to remember. I might have to start writing down alliances and figure out, well, okay, there's this alliance and that alliance and this alliance. Like, but that's too many alliances to remember. Honestly, it is. Especially for someone that takes notes. Very thorough, good notes. Like myself, it's just, I don't know. There's so many different alliances. But Mason-Dixon, I believe that's what they're calling it. And I think that's the alliance from day one. If you remember back towards the beginning, it was called Mason-Dixon. It wasn't called. It was formed near the beginning of the game. If you remember that. It was formed at the beginning of the game. It was a long alliance. It was a long alliance. Up to this point that Christian now screwed Nick over. So the alliance is done. Also, when he gets a chance, he will blindside Christian. Well, don't forget, I'm going to be talking about Gabby shortly. She has an idea up her sleeve, which includes voting out a very good, I guess, what do you call it? I guess a partner in, or a alliance member, I guess, in this game, which we'll get to after. So, the war challenge was Love From Home. So, they had the loved ones come. I was expecting that to happen very, very soon. I was very excited to see the loved ones. I always love to see the loved ones come in and, you know, give some love to the survivors. So we had Davey's mom, Hazel, Allison's mom, Willow. We had Nick's dad, Jim, Gabby's mom, Incarnita. We had had Angelina's mom, Anna. I probably did not write all the names down. Angelina told her mom, obviously, that she gave up immunity to give the rest of the tribe, her and the rest of the tribe, food, which is probably very, I don't know what the word to say for that, but I think that's a really, that's a really smart move. That was a really good move to do that. And they had Mike's boyfriend, Josh, Christian's girlfriend, Emily, as well. So the challenge, they have to race to an obstacle course. They have to go through a sand pit. They have to dig up a thing, a ring of keys. Once they do that, they will have to throw a ball. I guess they have to unlock the balls, and then they have to throw two balls up on the perch, which is higher than them, obviously. So once they do that, then, like, the first team that finishes wins a reward, more love from home, also a barbecue on a barge. And it was Christian and Gabby were together, I think, and then I think it was like Angelina and Nick. Angelina and Nick have yet to win a reward, so they have not, they have yet to win a reward at this time, so they probably more likely want to win one. And then, of course, Angelina and Nick, you know, has a ring of keys. Allison got the keys. Nick and Angelina in the lead. They're going to throw the ball. So they were moving quick. Actually, this challenge was very quick. This challenge was very, 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 very quick. I was very surprised on how fast this challenge actually went. It was incredibly fast. And then, of course, Angelina and Nick lost the lead. And then everyone was in it. And then they were, I guess, what's his name? I forget the guy's name now. Darn it, what the heck? That's with a D. Got one for purple, Nick one for green. Nick and Angelina wins reward, so they got to pick one other pair to go on the reward with their loved one. They picked, Davey, that was the guy's name, Davey. I can't remember names today. What the heck's, today's been the worst day. So ever since I turned 33, my brain's just completely going AWOL on me. my brain's just going completely AWOL on me today. Brother. But they got to pick Davey. He came with his mom onto the reward. They got to pick one more. Angelina picked Mike and his boyfriend. So Nick was asking, how the game is going. Nick's dad was asking him how the game was going, obviously. And he also said this could be like the final four. So we're already setting up for a final four situation at this point. And I believe there were seven. After this week, we have 6 people left in this game. And we have approximately, how many weeks do we have left? I'm trying to find my cursor on my phone here. Or not my phone, my mouse here. We have approximately we have 2 weeks. We have less than 2 weeks from finale. Because finale is now on the 19th of December. So the day before my dad's birthday, which was the same case last year. It was actually on my dad's birthday, and I had to kind of go do everything in between his birthday and then watching Survivor. I missed like the first half of Survivor, I think, that night, because I spent some time with him during that. But we only had 2 weeks left, and now we're down to 6. I wouldn't be surprised. Could be a double. I don't know. They didn't really say it's going to be a double episode next week. And we'll talk about that towards the end as well. I just don't know if it's going to be a double boot out next week and then get it down to 4. We don't know. Well, if it was a double next week, then we're down to 4, and then we could have a final 2 situation. That could be a possibility. I know I've talked about that, but I don't think so. I think it'll be a single. We'll be down to 5, and then we'll have like down to 4. Down to 3. So I'll have 2 challenges and then a final tribal council. I think that's how it's going to work for the finale. If I'm thinking correctly, I think that is how it's going to go. But you don't know. You just don't know what to expect on Survivor. You know, it's like Big Brother. Expect the unexpected. You don't know what the heck is going to go on. You just don't know when or what is going to happen on the show each and every week or each and every episode, so to speak. So you don't really know what's going to happen. So you never know. It could be a final 2. It's setting up to a final 2 situation. They could do a double episode next week. And then, sorry, my voice went really high there for a second. But they can go double get two out next week, and then have two more challenges at finale, bringing it down to the final two. It could be a situation. Well, we saw final two last year, because remember, there was a tie last year's finale at the Ghost Island season. That was a tie last year, so you never know. Maybe they've learned from it, and you know what? We're going to go back to the final two situation this year. Maybe they're going to go back to final two fully. I don't know. You don't know what production has in store for you, right? In store for us, right? We don't know what is going to happen on Survivor. We don't know. So, now talking about Final Four already. Mike's boyfriend asking if he's running the game. Also, Angelina said this is who she wants for the Final Four to go with. So, obviously, they want to set up a Final Four situation right there, right now. So, obviously, Allison, Christian, Gabby are way out of the loop at this moment. And I think possibly they are going to, I'm starting to think Christian's going to be in trouble. I think Allison's going to be in trouble in the next few weeks. Gabby's going to be in trouble. Well, we already know who's been voted out. Obviously, again, sorry.
Spoiler.
Yeah, she got voted out of... she got voted out of the game. And now I think Christian and Allison, again, we'll talk more about it because we'll talk about the next episode as well briefly at the end of this podcast. So Davey said they could have, they could have been, you know, together sooner, but they've been together longer than he has. So obviously, you know, they have been around more than Davey has. And of course, Gabby saying that Christian is playing her comforter at this point, which is true, because she has always been there for Gabby from the get-go of this game. So he has been there for her from the start. And Gabby said, you know, shouldn't be him to do that. And Gabby saying to Allison, we have to get Christian out. You know, they're making the big moves. Nobody can beat him in the end, which is true. I don't think anyone can really beat Christian in the end. And again, I will talk about Christian a little bit. I'll talk about Allison a little bit. We're talking about Davey a bit at the end of this episode of the podcast. So I'm gonna be talking about it. It's gonna be interesting discussion there. So obviously, you know, getting so Kara couldn't believe it. Kara. Kara was in that conversation as well. She couldn't believe it. The plan. She's all for this plan. Going to the immunity challenge. Immunity challenge. They have to stand in a narrow perch where they have to hold on to, I guess, a pole that is holding up a bucket. If they fall, step off, or they go too high with the I don't know what you call it. Is it a pole? I guess it's a pole. We'll call it a blasted pole. If they go too high with a pole and the water drips out, they are out. Last person standing wins immunity. Save from tribal council will not be voted out. And then, of course, they will be voting someone out of this game. And the sixth member of the jury. Jury's really filling up quick. Especially after last week's double episode, we are now filling up jury pretty fast. It does go fast, especially in Big Brother 2. It does go very fast as well. So, where was I? Mike was, I guess, kind of twitching a bit. Mike is out. Gabby dropped out. And then the next round, they have to put the front foot behind the back foot. So that's a pretty simple concept. I know exactly how to do it. I don't know if I can do this challenge. That might be really tough. And then, of course, Allison's leg was shaking, but was, still, she managed for a bit. But then she dropped out. And Angelina was out. And then they have to move their front foot, which was the one that they had first, in front, first, back, again. And then from there, the front foot has to go behind, which is not going to be very easy because it's going to give very little leverage at this point. And they will be doing this for 20 minutes. Angelina, you know, telling telling Mike to, you know, Nick to raise it up a little. It was too low. It was going too high. Christian and his pole was sliding over. Nick drops. Angelina said Kara is low, but obviously she did not want to say anything. I guess Angelina did not really want to say much, but Kara was low. And then Christian steps off. It was David versus Goliath showdown. Kara was not moving. Davey was shaking and dropped. Kara wins individual immunity. She is safe from tribal council. She will not be voted out. I sound like Jeff Probst now, just saying that line. It's like I'm saying it with a lot of force and happiness. Or no, not happiness, but I'm starting to sound like Jeff Probst at this point. So Kara wins individual immunity. Abby says she wants to make a big move. It's go big or go home, which is so darn true. It is go big or go home. It is go big or go home at this point. It is very, 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 very true that you go big or go home. But yeah. So also talking about Christian's the biggest threat in this game. Gabby and Christian. So Gabby said Christian thinks they're getting out Allison, but really they're getting out Allison at this point. Gabby said Christian thinks they're getting out Allison, but obviously it is Christian that's gonna go out. Gabby wants Nick to get Christian out, so obviously she was talking to Nick about, you know, getting Christian out, and he was all for it too. He was all for it. He was totally for it. He was all for getting Christian out, obviously, because Christian screwed him. You know, I think he was all for it. He was all for getting out Christian at this point as well. So, what was I saying? I can't remember now where I was. I'm lost now. So, obviously, Allison was saying, what if Christian had placed an idol? Like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. And I kind of, when she said that, I looked at my whiteboard and like, oh yeah, he has a stupid idol. I forgot about that. That's a little piece of information I forgot he had, was he had a freaking idol. Yeah, that's gonna do a lot of help. It's kind of, I'm thinking, I guess Christian will be safe at this point. I think Christian will definitely be safe if he plays this idol. So, obviously, they also said put down Gabby's name, convince Christian. So, obviously, they're convinced that Christian has to go. So, obviously, he is the bigger threat. He said if Christian goes, who will be his shield? So, obviously, it's not good for Davey's game whatsoever. So, Davey thinks it's not a good idea to get out Christian at this point. You know, this is probably not the best. Also, they said, what if Christian has an idol? What if Christian has this idol? And obviously, he does have an idol. Christian does have a freaking idol. And then, of course, they said, write down Gabby's name. So, also, Davey told Christian that Gabby is gunning for him. Christian could not believe it. You know, he still has the idol. Obviously, if he uses it, then obviously Christian will be a open target. But you never know. He could find another idol out there. He could find another freaking idol. Then we're back to, you know, he's going to play it again and again and again. So, you know, it'll be just a rotating circuit if he does play the idol over and over and over again. If he's finding idols like Russell Hans did, like Ben did back in his season, Herald for the Healer for the Hustlers, then might be some trouble because they should have gotten him out when they could have. But obviously they can't. And we'll talk about that briefly. So, obviously, he wants to, you know, mend the relationship with Nick. Nick said it'll be easy if Mason and Dixon gets back together. It'll be easy to target Christian at this point. Christian still wants, you know, to get out Allison. So, going to tribal council, talking about another blindside that has happened. So, talking about the whole entire blindside of Carl at this point. And then, obviously, Nick said he's kind of, you know, I guess, fix things with, sorry, Nick said he's pissed with Christian. Nick and Christian, you know, fix the relationship. Gabby, you know, obviously talking about, you know, if she makes a big move and she gets voted out, so be it. So they went to the vote. So Gabby voted for Christian. She is losing her best friend in the game, an ally, but she has to do what's best for her game. Christian pulled out his idol out of his shoe. Yeah, he pulled out his idol out of the shoe.
too.
And I'm thinking, what the heck are you doing, Christian? Really, you're pulling it out of a shoe. So he played it on himself. It is a Hinamiya idol. The whole votes will be cast. Votes casted against him will not count. First one, two, three, four, five. The first five votes were Christian, do not count. And then one vote, Allison. And then, of course, Angelina apologized to Allison for voting. So obviously, we know that is Angelina's freaking vote. I believe that was Angelina's vote was for Allison. I'm thinking, oh, well, she just exposed herself. Pretty much she exposed herself. And then one vote for Gabby. 13th person voted out, and the sixth member of the jury was Gabby. So that's one of my picks that were left. Now I'm down to three picks. So next week, everyone will be on the chopping block. You know, get out Allison, get out Christian, get out Davey, and I think Angelina was named as well. So there's a lot of names being thrown around there, and that will be very, very much interesting next week to see what will happen as well. So that is it for today's episode of Everything About TV. Again, I apologize for this being late, but hey, it is going to be up regardless. I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to the podcast. If you are new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feed. Also, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChrisBinoWeb. And also this weekend, Larry and I are back in the studio here recording a Power Rangers podcast. The Power Rangers Zeo and the Power Rangers Turbo podcast will be recorded this weekend, and I will be editing throughout the week next week and getting it ready for a release on the CBLTW show podcast feed, which you can check out the update on my Twitter feed, which I just said at ChrisBinoWeb. And then also on Instagram, I mean, I'll do a few updates here and there too. That's the best way to know when it goes out to you guys as well. All right, and with that, we will see you guys next week here on Everything About TV. Have a good weekend, good week. See you guys next week, right on schedule too as well. All right, bye for now, guys.